Welcome back to the DriveCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Sunday at the Mount Vernon campus, we continued the study of Proverbs called Adulting, and we said that the main idea of what Proverbs is teaching is that wisdom is doing life God's way. Sometimes I think we want the Bible to do for us what it was never meant to do. We want the Bible to tell us what to do. We want to know specific answers for the specific issues and decisions that we're trying to make in our lives. We want to know who should we marry, what school we should attend, if we should have kids, should we take this new job opportunity, or even harder, what do you do when you have two great job opportunities that are equally good, or two great schools that accept you that are equally good? How do you make that decision? But I don't think the Bible's going to do that for us. As great as it would be to have Mary, Sarah, wedged in between John 3:16 and John 3:17, that's not how the Bible works. It doesn't so much tell us what to do as much as it shows us who to be. So this is why gaining wisdom is so crucial for our lives. This is why we need the Holy Spirit so desperately, and why we need to ever increase in wisdom, because we don't have all the answers. And there seems to be countless decisions to make on a daily basis. So how can we possibly make them all and make them well? Wisdom gives us the ability to live life God's way, to make decisions that honor God and are considerate of others. Wisdom helps us fill in the gaps between our day-to-day decisions and God's will for our lives. And I think God has given us a lot more freedom to make decisions than we sometimes think. Growing up, I was taught that there's a specific will of God for my life. And not only was God's will specific for my life, but God's will had a central point. This was called the center of God's will. So not only did you have to stay in the midst of God's will, but you had to be in the center of God's will. And I mean, no pressure. It was a little bit feeling like I was walking around on pins and needles with God, thinking I was going to drift out of the center of his will at any moment. Now, listen, I'm not saying that there aren't clear parameters for how God wants us to live our lives. I'm not saying that his will isn't specific and detailed at times. I think it is. But there's a guy named Frank Viola who's really helped me think about God's will a little differently. He says that God's will is like a parking lot. Say you're going to Meijer. You have the freedom when you enter the lot to pick any space that you want. You have the freedom to park anywhere you want. The key is to stay in the parking lot in order to be within the parking for the store. As long as you stay inside the lot, you're good. You can park on the grocery side, you can park on the home side, you can park anywhere you want. Park on the pharmacy side. This is what I think living with wisdom looks like. I'm not so sure God's will for you is necessarily turn-by-turn navigation as much as it is a parking lot. As long as you stay within the lot, where you park is really up to you. You have the freedom to marry someone as long as they're a believer in Jesus. The parking lot is that they know Jesus. The spaces might be different people. The parking lot might be picking a school that will help you expand the kingdom of God, but the spaces are the individual schools. It doesn't necessarily matter where you go to school. You're given the freedom to make that choice. This has helped me a lot to gain freedom in making decisions and navigating God's will with wisdom, and I hope it'll help you too. Let's pray. Father, we need your wisdom through the guidance of the Holy Spirit to live life your way. We want to do your will, but sometimes it's hard to discern, and yet we have to make decisions. So give us your wisdom to stay within the parking lot of your will, but also give us the freedom to choose the space and the discernment to know the difference. Why don't you take a minute and ask God to give you wisdom in the key decisions that you're making in this season of your life. Thanks again for listening today. Come back tomorrow for more of the DriveCast. God bless.